Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's another amazing hour with Nan Cohen. Nan Cohen Total Talk. We've got the folks from Dorothy's Candies coming up in a little bit, but we're going to start off with Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance. Got two gift certificates from Dorothy's to give away at 15 and 45 past the hour, but we're ready to get it started with another edition of Nan Cohen Total Talk. Tis the season for Nan Cohen. Good morning, Nan. How are you?
How do you know when I want to give gift cards away? You just took control of that, Alan, didn't you?
Listen, I know what you're doing. I get it. Whatever you do, I'm ready.
Good morning, Mr. Obernauer. How you doing?
Good morning, Mrs. Cohen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I have a raspy, cold, coughing voice today.
Everybody's got something going there. I had pink eye.
What?
I had pink eye last week. Yeah.
Really?
Honest to God.
That's the worst.
Yeah, well, being in the studio here, you know.
We're
trying to see. Yeah.
We're sharing it in our home. It's very romantic.
Yeah. I could help you out on the other side. Let's talk after the show. That's not romantic.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know, it's funny. I put up a message yesterday. Summer Obernauer is going to be on. We're going to talk home insurance, renter's insurance. Why do people always have a question? Why does it always come down to the fact where, let me tell you a story. And did you know it's inevitable? I'm just shocked that it could be this complicated for people.
It's not complicated for people. If your insurance agent or the person you're using to purchase insurance knows what they're doing, but it is complicated the fact that I have questions for you, because home to you, home to me, home to Rob, that can mean three different things, and that can mean three different policies. And if you don't ask the question, you can have the wrong policy. So, for example, you live in a home that you own. You live in a home that you rent. Two different policies. I mean, you live in a condominium that's a high rise. You live in a condominium that's a low rise. That's part of an association. A condominium is different than a townhouse. It's different than an apartment that you own that might be above retail, a retail establishment. You know, there are apartments on the second floor. Ashley was just telling me she used to live above a bar, you know, on the first floor. Again, you need different coverages, but all those things are home to you.
You're correct, but that comes down to the basic fact of how you communicate to the person insuring you comes into play. Correct?
That is correct.
And I think that's where we realize, I'm going to tell you, people that are sitting in a home longstanding just don't think about it. They think they're covered. They don't do the updates. People that are living in the situation like Ashley don't tell you all the details that go around that. That's another thing. So I know you want to cover a lot of different pieces around us today. So I'm going to give you the floor. And with that, I mean, the common things, and then we're going to get in a couple questions that you had sent to me that made me think this week.
Well, you're going to have to guide me with the notes.
Oh, you note free over there.
Alan, I'm an Alan Kaplan today. I did not bring my notes.
Okay. Well, the
surprise. But I wrote them, so I should know them.
The surprising thing that I got, the first one was multi-generations living in the same house.
Correct. Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Wouldn't think about it.
Sure. So, I'm going to just use an example today just because you're sitting here. Rob's giving us a signal already. Holy heck.
2 minutes. Two minutes.
Okay. So you and your husband and your home, your children are rebound kids. They now have graduated school and come back to live in your home. They're in their mid-20s. They're adults. And you have a parent that is ill that is now living in your home. You have a devastating fire that totally destroys your home and your property. What about your children's property? They're not the named insured. What about your parents' property? They're not on the policy. They're just living there. Just because you are putting your head down at night to rest there doesn't mean you're covered. I mean, it's just a discussion we have to have. They need to be covered in some way.
And Rob, we always talk about what was. We used to have everybody live in the house. Things just went different routes. And now, look, this is one of the things that you got to think about, because even the kids, the parents that come back in, this is the issue.
And people think, oh, he's looking to sell them, you know, insurance. He's looking to make money. No, I'm looking to protect you in case something happens to your property.
And it can be
silly stuff. Your mother-in-law, who in this example, who is living with you, drops her ring down the disposal, her engagement ring. Oh, if it was yours, and
I
it was
listed
on the policy,
engagement ring, right.
It's covered. All of a sudden, hers is not. Silly stuff that happens, but it happens every day.
All right.
We're going to take a short break, but we're also going to give you an opportunity to win a great gift certificate from the wonderful folks at Dorothy's Candies. If you're the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020. All right, Nan Cohen back with Summer Obernauer, the folks from Dorothy's Candies within the next 20 minutes. And Nan, it's all yours.
Well, thanks. So we're back to, I just had an interesting question for Summer, rebound kids. And I guess I just didn't think about it like that, but is their stuff covered? And you and Marlene from Dorothy's Candies really got into this heavy discussion over it. It could be a potential problem. We had to take you off alive, so you didn't hear that going on. Yeah. But go ahead. I mean, it's... they've got sometimes heavy duty stuff, like, i.e. my daughter, the camera equipment, you know, that kind of stuff, that it's not always there.
Right.
But when it is, it's interesting. So go ahead. So I continue on.
Actually, I mean, that discussion sort of, you know, we completed it. The fact of the matter is we just need to be aware of who is in the house so that we make the proper recommendation. So let's just tweak that a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. You and your husband own a second house that you rent out, and your daughter lives there. Your mom lives there. They don't pay rent.
Okay.
Do they need their own policy for their stuff?
I would think so.
That is correct.
I would think so.
So you are a kind parent, and you furnish the apartment, and you put a washer and dryer in there and a couch and a bed and whatnot, and that same scenario, the apartment burns down. Is that covered under your policy? Is that covered under her policy? It's covered under your policy.
My policy.
You own it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that's paying rent does not have any part of this scenario. We do that a lot. There are many, many instances that's part of it.
I don't think if you've ever really given us an answer, we've ever hit this on, but condo or townhouse? Condo. I was shocked to see that. High floor, low floor?
Okay, so my dad, who Rob likes to talk about all the time, who's 95, lives in a 12-story condo building, you know, multiple apartments on the floor. We're covering him from the walls in. So the hallway, the common areas or whatnot, he is not responsible for. So he needs a different policy other than my sister, who lives on Washington's Landing, who lives in a townhouse. They're all attached. They have a monthly HOA, and they have different rules and responsibilities of what they're responsible for with regard to decks and driveways and some common areas than my father, who lives in an apartment building. It all depends what the homeowners association says you're responsible for. We like to take a look at that. So in either scenario, there's a sudden something that happens. A road collapses on Washington's Landing in front of my sister's house. And there's a special assessment, a one-time assessment, not for remodeling or for decorating, but for repair. Is your policy cover it?
It
happens more often than you think.
That's why, okay, it comes down to communication. So,
right.
In communicating with someone, how easy is it to do? Well, I can tell you. I'm going to give it to him because they love how we spell it. His website is constantly being updated with information. You can always reach him at OberNauerInsuranceAgency.com. That's OberNauer, insuranceagency.com. You can find him on the phone, and I actually called a couple times, and he answered the phone, believe it or not, which is unbelievable because I guess everybody else was busy. So you can reach him at 412-489-6443. That's 412-489-6443.
And do you know what's embarrassing about that? So I answer the phone. They say, "Hi, Summer, how are you?" I say, "Fine." I say, "Can we talk to Jane?" "Can we talk to Cindy?" "Can we talk to Tammy?" "Well, they're on the phone. What do you need?" And they tell me, "Well, I could do that." "No, that's okay. Just have them call me when they're done." "Okay, great. Thanks."
Yeah. That's good. Everybody's equipped, ready to go there for you. One more time. It's 412-489-6443. Okay, what else is going on in the agency? Because we're going to be heading into the holiday season as well. And we're going to have family together, and we're going to pick that up on the next show coming up. But we got to get prepared because I have to tell you, isn't Thanksgiving like 2 weeks away now?
Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. You're making me work Thanksgiving weekend.
So?
Well, it's a time to be with my family. Dan says no. Dan says you're working Thanksgiving weekend.
Hey, we got to work. We're okay with it.
So, okay, so I mentioned my dad, who's 95. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I've talked to my sisters about this, and he's talked about it. His lease is coming up on his car. Man's 95 has a car. He's turning it is 1,900 miles on it. this is month 38 of it.
Good for him, though.
But, so, when is the appropriate time for him to not drive anymore? And whether it's somebody who's not driving or whether, I know you mentioned that your daughter is going to look for an apartment, for next year at school. I mean, it's a great time, instead of talking politics, to have these family discussions while everybody is there, to just have everybody on the same page and, okay, who's going to take his car? Is anybody going to take his car? We're all there. Are we going to turn it in? That's what's coming up. That's what we begin to talk about. Because as we have these discussions with people throughout the year, we know what's going on, and actually we take notes. So we remind people, hey, we said that in the fourth quarter we were going to talk about X, Y, and Z. Your daughter's getting engaged. Let's be sure that ring gets on a policy, somewhere. And,
Or your daughter wants to take a car back to college.
And that's fine. I think that, you should allow her to do that.
Yeah, thanks. She must have called you, I'm sure.
She did. tried to find a garage.
Hit my mother up.
Tried to find a garage in the city where she goes to college. Good luck for her, because you don't want to park it on the street there.
Yeah, that's a problem. But, you know, as you tie these things together, you know, it comes down to what we're constantly hearing about you. As you know, he's Pittsburgh's insurance specialist. You take the time. I mean, you are a good listener as to the things that we just roll to a conversation with you, and you're like, let me check that. I know whether it comes to I have a neighbor who just is gutted their kitchen. And it was funny because she thought, she goes, do you think I need to call my insurance agent? Yeah. I mean, that's what we want. That's what we want from you. We want to know you're available for us, and you make the absolute opportunity always available for all of us.
Another neighbor of yours, I'm going to see their daughter literally after the show. They had a claim, and she needs help with something. I'm going to.
There you go.
I'm going to help her out. But just real quick about explaining stuff. Yesterday we had a couple who came in. They're originally from Bosnia, and they now are part of our community, been here 20 years, and they heard me on the radio. And I took an hour to explain to them, in very slow, simplified English, about what was covered and what was not. And the same thing that you said, Marlene. Oh, I thought something was covered.
It's called.
No, right. they had exposures that they had no idea that they had. Now they don't.
Pick up that phone and give him a call at 412-489-6443.
You realize if he got paid by the hour, he could retire. I mean, this guy never stops. He's just Thanksgiving talking. I mean, that's the kind of person you want representing you, though.
Can you explain that concept? I mean, I've heard of that concept. I'm not sure how that
but
works.
Your dad's proud of you, and so am I. Listen, we're going to take a break.
Can I have 5 seconds?
Five seconds, go.
Okay, my father retired at 85. He didn't go to work. When he came home, my mother said, what are you doing here? Why aren't you at work?
Oh, I got to meet this guy. I love him. We'll be back. All right, back with Nan Cohen, getting ready to talk some sweet treats from Dorothy's Candies, part of this year's Santa Spectacular, Friday, November 22nd, the 21st edition in downtown Pittsburgh at Point State Park. All right, Nan, one more thing with Summer
Open Hour. One more, because as you're rocking out the door, I'm like, I don't think I gave your information out. So one more time, Summer Open Hour. You can reach them at 412-489-6443. There is no season for you, Summer. You work all seasons.
Oh, that is 12 so months cute, Nan. I've never heard that before.
That's it. You're the all-season kind of guy. So I wanted to make sure we brought that up. He's going to be back in just a couple weeks, and we're going to be continuing on with towards what we need to do for the wrap-up of this year and looking forward to next. Go ahead.
We'll talk about what we cooked on Thanksgiving Day, since you're making me work that Saturday.
He's so about that, isn't he? He's just so about that. Let me just tell you, but Summer Obenauer, thank you for what you do. You can reach him at 412-489-6443. We asked him to stay to have some chocolate for breakfast, and he said...
I said, no, that is too fattening for me.
Too fattening.
For me.
You're looking
for you.
For me. Marlene told me that's medicinal. Although the pizza is what I'm actually looking at there. Of all the things that are there, the breakfast pizza, the chocolate pizza looks amazing.
And we are going to get your dad up here because Rob is itching to meet the original.
I always call him Mr. Obernight.
The original.
What's his first name?
Summer.
I'm a junior.
That's why we had.
I'm a junior.
We had the whole discussion on juniors and.
Well, I just always it's mystery. Mystery.
Well, people
mystery.
Call. People say Mr. Obernauer when they call. I said, no, that's my father. I said, if you want to talk to him, go ahead. He's awake now, Robbie. I'm sure you can call.
I want to talk to him.
All right, we'll see you in just a couple weeks. Summer.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
Summer.
We're back to breakfast. It's like breakfast at Tiffany's. It's breakfast with Dorothy's Candies. Robert Castell, Marlene Druskin, you're here to join us and discuss everything that's going on down at Dorothy's Candies. I have to tell you, you got a call, and the call came from Santa, because Santa is going to be doing something really special with the stations here at Intercom. We're going to be down at the Light Up Night, and Santa had a request if you could do something for him, and you were happy to step up, fulfill it. They've been blasting it all over the place. We're not going to tell him what it is, but it's something special that Santa's going to be picking up, I guess. via reindeer before he gets down there. But I think he could take care of all that. It's going to be there for the first 500 children that get to meet Santa. And you're pretty excited about this, that you were able to step in and do that. So tell them how the elves at your place are working to get this accomplished.
We're working very hard with Santa to get ready for light up night.
I'm telling you, I was there, and they are extremely busy. So we were glad we got the opportunity to do that and provide it. So those children are going to have something special from Santa, and actually a couple more delivered here to the station this morning. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, let me take a minute to thank you for having us as your guests in the studio here, Nan.
Oh, thanks.
And Rob.
Thanks.
And thank you, Marlene, who is head of our customer service department, for getting up early this morning.
I don't think she sleeps ever, but that's just personally.
All that sugar, man. She's wide awake, ready to go.
She's constantly on the go. I said to her, don't forget the Horn of Plenty for the holiday. Look, she brings it. She's incredible. If you can see the spread that we have going on here. I know we want to talk a little bit. We're going to get into the heavy stuff, but right now the important thing to do is the corporate orders that are coming in. And you have some time that you can get a little bit more done. So if you're thinking corporate gifts, Marlene, tell them that they can get the order in. Size doesn't matter. You're ready to fill those orders.
Sure. Please give us a call, and we will work with you for whatever you would like to ship out to your clients, for your office parties, for family members. Call us at 412-678-2723. You could browse online before that, get some ideas. We have a lot of our wonderful corporate boxes made up. We have special wine trays for your holiday parties. You could go on dorothyscandies.com. You could come into our store at 1228 Long Run Road in White Oak and browse, and just give us a call. We'll take care of you. We'll get it done for you.
So when you're talking corporate gifts, because I know that I have to say, I've just been amazed. I walked past Diane's little workman area there. They're getting better and better. I mean,
beautiful.
They are, and they're completely filled with Dorothy's candies. And I don't know that, did you bring the boxes that had, because I'd like to show the stuff that's on the inside of these as well.
I have a listing of what's okay. on them. We have some that contain all chocolate. We have other of our towers that might have chocolates combined with peanuts. We actually can make specialty boxes as well, specialty towers for whatever you desire and your price range as well. We can take care of you.
More and more businesses, as I was down there this week, yeah, just summer. I'm like, summer, I don't have to eat it. I just have to, I smell it, and I'm good. But
you do.
You smell it.
I want to eat it.
Smell that chocolate when you hit that door there is just, it's incredible. And better than any air freshener anybody can provide. There's more and more companies that are doing, and actually we're working and creating a candy bar for Summer.
That's right.
Summer Obenauer's getting one. It's going to be his business card on a candy bar. We're working, more and more logos are going on there. People love, now they're asking me for the holiday ones. I started doing my candy bars for Nan Cohen Total Talk, and they're asking me, you got that candy bar? So it's been going really good, and you can create that, and it's a great, great item for marketing, et cetera. So I saw there was huge logo candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
They came in Swiss. They came in dark. People were creative, and you guys are coming down, and we're working it out and getting those orders out. But we wanted to make sure that they knew if you're doing these corporate gifts, now's the time, because you're sliding into what you call crush time, huh?
It's crush
Robert?
Time for sure.
Well, I can't imagine a better gift for your employees or clients than chocolate.
Right. Right.
Well, our pizza. How about that pizza? I mean, you could put the logo right in the middle of that pizza if you really wanted to, huh? Wouldn't you like to see how about Rob Pratt's face in the middle of that pizza?
Take a look at that.
Huh? What do you think? That's gorgeous. That is absolutely a work of art.
This is our autumn pizza, the Thanksgiving.
The autumn. Okay.
The autumn pizza, right. It's a layer of solid chocolate. It has popcorn sprinkled with drizzled chocolate, and we have some Art Decos on there. And there are mini pretzels also on top of it.
And I think the most unique gift as we're coming in is we're going to talk about the famous turkey legs, which we're going to be talking about after the break. They're incredible. And you could do those as corporate gifts too, couldn't you?
Anything in the store. We also have clients who will buy hundreds of boxes of our potato chips. We have pretzels packaged this way in different sizes. We have customers who just take the box.
Got to stay on that mic there because this is radio.
Hard. I know, it's hard.
She hasn't sat still.
She's trying to do a video. She's dancing around here.
Boxes of chocolates, we sell those for corporate orders. Anything. We can do anything. The trays, as I said, the towers, turkey legs. We also can do our apples. This is a toffee and caramel apple, non-chocolate. It's one of our new apples. We also have a chocolate and cashew, as well as just a plain drizzled chocolate. Anything you want. Our pretzel trays are here. We sell those for corporate customers as well. We can do anything you want. All you have to do is give us a call, and we can specialize anything for whatever you need.
And we're going to give some lucky listener the opportunity to get a gift certificate from Dorothy's Candies if they're the 10th caller right now at 412-922-1020. Bob, real quick about your workers that do all of this stuff at that wonderful place, been around for 72 years. You cannot argue. They're some of the most incredible artists anywhere. Before we go to break, I want you to comment on that. Go ahead.
Well, we have a dedicated staff that's been with us for years that pass on the tradition of our 72 years. And I can't say enough about them.
I know. They're amazing. This stuff's incredible. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More of Nan Cohen Total Talk. Next hour, Jessica Festa from Opulux Wellness Center. All right, we're back. Nan Cohen, the good folks here. Bob Marlene from Dorothy's Candy is going to be a part of the November 22nd edition of Santa Spectacular, the 21st edition at Point State Park. Looking forward to that, Nan.
With that being said, the first 500 children that get to sit with Santa will receive something special from Dorothy's Candy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I do want to tell you, social media, you've got to get on our Facebook page. We've been putting up their information constantly. The calls are coming in. Where are we going to be selling the candy this year? The list grows larger and larger, and I know people want to get to it. Marlene, give them a couple locations, but for the entire list, please hop on our Facebook page, and you'll get it. Get it all there.
Sure. All next week, the 11th to the 15th, we'll be down at the U.S. Steel Tower, the lower concourse, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 p.m. Then we're heading over to Shadyside Hospital. Jefferson will be up at Seven Springs, Holiday, the Light Show, La Trobe Hospital, Allegheny General, Kane will be at Passavant and McCandless. We're just going to be everywhere. Jefferson Hospital, McKeesport Hospital as well. And we're going to be doing these venues a couple of times throughout. We'll be doing a Thanksgiving and a Christmas show as well.
So you can always call the store. Give them the phone number, Marlene.
412-678-2723.
And we'll make sure they'll tell you where they're going to be selling the candy, because I know that's become a tradition in itself, that people show up if they can't get out to the store. I do want to tell you that they ship everywhere, and the shipping department is tremendous. So call, get the order. You're really looking at delivery for the next day or the following. That's how quick they get everything out.
Absolutely.
So, and I also want to tell you, they'll ask the other question of Dorothy's Candies, the hours. The extended hours are going to be kicking in. So go ahead, Marlene, tell them.
We will be having our open house, our customer appreciation day, on Sunday, November 24th, which is 1 week earlier than we normally have it, usually have it. It will be from 9 to 4. You could come in for that. You could also go online until midnight that day and receive the same discounts as if you came into the store. Once that occurs, beginning the next day, our hours will be extended. Beginning Monday, November 25th, we will be open until 8 p.m., and then on the weekends, we extend our hours on Saturday by 2 hours, so we will be 10 to 6 on Saturday, Sundays 11 to 4. And Christmas Eve, we will be open until 6 p.m. as well.
But that's going to kick in. Here's the big news break I want to give you. They're going to be doing the open house 1 week before. I will be down there from 12 to 4 that day, and I'm going to be giving out gift cards, I hear, right?
Yes, you are. We've got some surprises for all of the customers who come into our store. Yes,
so
absolutely.
I just may have a couple of my candy bars there with me, too. But, hey, yeah, stop on down. I'll be there looking forward to meeting everybody. It's always a nice time of the year to get into Dorothy's Candies, and it kicks off their holiday season. And because the reason we moved it up a week is because the holiday season is kind of short. If you didn't hear us talking, Rob, Thanksgiving's in 2 weeks. So we moved it up. And so because the crowds want it, we figured it'd work out a lot better this year by moving it up a week. Right. And so I'll be down there. Marlene will be there. Rob, are you going to be there?
I'll be there part of the time.
All right. Be there when I'm there.
Rob may even show up.
That would be private delivery. Okay. Sunday, he's beat. So, yeah, we'll have to deliver his. We'll have Santa drop his. The reindeer fly over. They'll drop Rob's candy off for the holiday. But all this exciting news, and I do want to tell you, okay, I was involved with creating one of the new candies, and which is the Carmellos, okay? And it was a takeoff of the things that I really love is chocolate, caramel, and marshmallows, and they're going gangbusters. Robert, you created the other one, which was?
Caramel and peanut butter melt away.
So he loves that. He's the peanut butter guy. I was the caramel marshmallow. We compromised, and we made them both this year. So I was pretty excited, and they're both going great.
You can't go wrong in creating a chocolate piece.
The famous, the absolute famous time of the thing for the holiday is these turkey legs. We get more compliments. We get more people calling about the famous turkey legs. Last year, I was talking to Robert, and I said, you know, people really wanted to know if they wanted these, but they had some allergies or some issues that they couldn't have nuts. So Robert came up and he created the new one with the Rice Krispie. So it's the crispy turkey leg, and then of course the famous cashew, caramel in both pretzels. We're doing good with them both because now's the opportunity for those who couldn't have it. And I eat them both. Can't you tell? But regardless, we came out with one more thing. How about this, Mar? Show 'em.
We have here, also in addition to the larger turkey legs, we have the smaller, our tiny turkey leg. This year we created one with nuts. So in addition to the Rice Krispie tiny turkey leg, we now have the cashew turkey leg in the tiny size.
Great gift for kids.
Definitely. Stocking stuffers, put on their plates at Thanksgiving. It's perfect. Perfect size.
Well, what's funny was we put up a post on Facebook and people were like, oh my God, that looks so good. What's in it? We went back and forth. We're actually going back and some of those people are going to be awarded, some tiny turkey legs.
Yep.
So yeah, you are so tremendously gracious, as to who you give and what you give. You're constantly giving. And, you know, the memories that you create, there's nothing better. And I know Rob would enjoy this. Just hearing some of the posts that go up when they talk about generations from when their grandmother and great grandmother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how often in today's time do you hear things that it's still the exact same as their childhood memories? It's tremendous. And then we're creating the new traditions. Thank God for the generations to come because they're sharing. So again, I wanted to pass off to everybody the corporate gifts. You know, I showed you what the towers look like, but I wanted to show you the inside of all their famous candies as well. And we'll have all this up on Facebook. The pictures are going up. The website's up. You can go search all of the Christmas goodies. You can see them here. The open house, the date is now the 24th. Of November. Right. I'm going to be down there about 12 to 4. You're doing a tremendous gift card promotion too, and it's a great gift. If you don't know what somebody's going to like, give them that gift card, and they can take care of it and walk in and buy. They can use them via phone. It's great. Marlene, that's it. We're wrapping it up.
Could we please mention the time of the open house will be 9 to 4, but you could always order online until midnight for the special deals that we'll be offering that
Thank you for all that you do. We're happy that you're part of the Santa Spectacular this year down at Point State Park. Rob, we're done.
You're done. But
we're
you
done.
You did a great job.
We got it all in.
You got it all in.
We're loving it. Dorothy's Candies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I was looking for you, Rob. You're like,
no, I'm just, listen, I've learned you just have to wait till Marlene's done.
Oh, come on, Rob.
Oh.
Folks, do I not get in all the information?
You do.
Do I not?
News is next.